All right, no.
Hi, Jenny.
Yep, I got both equalizers and numbers. That's what you need that both.
You gotta wait for an answer, right?
Well.
So I think there's something, you know, I think a lot of times in election years, people are waiting to see what's gonna happen.
I may have seen this in the.
Yeah.
They have to go to Canada.
No, I mean, I know numerous older couples that should have their houses on the market, not necessarily with me, but I just know them. And they're staying. I mean, one husband is sleeping in the, I probably mentioned this before, is sleeping in the dining room of the house.
Because they can't get upstairs?
Husband can't.
Oh, you know, I think that's probably pretty common.
Yeah.
As people age, yeah.
Yeah. But where do you go? You know, I mean, if you want to stay in SK, which,
mm-hmm.
and you want to downsize for a house, if
mm-hmm.
you're an older.
I'm staying in the dining room.
Well, I mean, yeah, right. I mean, but where do you find something that you might like that's comparable and in a decent location? That's the real, and that would free up other housing, you know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
when there's
yeah,
one segment
yeah.
frees up.
But you need some place to go.
It used to be.
Well, there are places to go. And I mean, first of all, like the apartments in the commons has really made a difference because people can sell their house, stay there for 3 months, 6 months,
right.
a year. They take pets
right.
until they find something,
but
if they want to move twice.
It costs you for the pets.
Yes.
And they jacked their rents up recently there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how much are the rents there? I'm thinking there's probably a lot of people that couldn't afford to live there.
You go ahead. I looked them up. Was it? It's called Harbor Village.
Yeah.
I think that for a one-bedroom or a studio, it's like $1,100 a month.
Yeah.
If you have a pug or a little, you know, one of those portable
right.
dogs there, charge you like $100 one-time fee and then like $35 a month. And if the dog's over a certain weight, it costs you a little more. So
wow.
I don't know how that works, but
yeah,
but.
Yeah.
But I was talking about people selling their houses.
No, it is convenient.
So hopefully
for them.
They have equity.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they're looking to, you know,
mm-hmm.
go someplace. That's helpful.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, there's condos. The condo in the condo association behind Washington Trust at the Circle. I think I'm forgetting the name of the thing. 2 bedrooms, bath and a half.
Oh,
I mean, there's one listed.
Sweet Meadows?
Sweet Meadows. I mean, they're in the low twos now.
Okay.
Jeez. At one time, that was considered.
And good taxes, you know?
Yeah. I looked online on Zillow at one of those.
Yeah.
Kind of pretty dated. It was a pretty good price, though.
Yeah. To get into Narragansett?
You know what a lovely are the south winds? The
yeah.
condos there?
Mm.
Yeah.
My girlfriend just moved in there.
Oh, those are big, yeah.
Is that on South Ferry Road?
No,
Road?
Just off of 108.
Yeah, opposite the police station, more or
yeah.
less.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a 55 plus.
It's only as wide
yeah, yeah, yeah.
as, yeah.
yeah.
It's not.
Just past Saugatucket on 108, if you head north, it'd be a right
yeah.
hand.
It's got it's not a wide piece of land.
It's hard to get in and
road.
Out of it. It's a little
yeah.
hard to get in and out
you
of.
You could miss it.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're big.
They're big.
Yeah, 1,900 square feet, more or less.
Yeah,
so
no.
there really is affordable places for the elderly or the
no.
aging to go?
No.
Well.
No.
No. Well, there's, you know, in that
for
same
anybody.
Vicinity, there's the Saugatucket off of Samuel Rodman, La Casa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those
are
affordable.
Mainly full, a lot of those places?
They've been advertising lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
And it's not just, I don't think you have to be a over 55, I think as long as there's a certain percentage of people there,
right.
if you're like 49 and you have a disability or something,
yeah, I think they have to.
If you have a disability,
yeah,
they
pay 30%. I'm not sure if that's what it is now of whatever they're making.
Those are very affordable.
So how can you
beat
that?
Those are very affordable.
Yeah,
and
I would have assumed that they were full.
Well,
yeah,
you're right. I did see an advertisement
yeah.
recently.
They have one in Hopkinton too, and I can see more advertising in Hopkinton
mm-hmm.
For older people.
Yeah, that's Women's Development Corporation.
Yes,
which we had an interesting regulatory go around with them several years ago when they got that property. But
yeah.
it's turned out actually pretty good. But they wanted more units there, and the southerly part of it was really wet. They were trying to like scrunch them in there, and
so they built a nice addition a few years ago on the original.
Yeah, once they get, you know, it turned out fine.
Yeah.
Good, actually, it turned out, I think.
Alma, who was one of the...
Green?
She's retired now.
And Sue Aitchison.
Yeah, they were negotiators.
They just hired a guy who's a long history with housing authorities to be the new executive.
Yeah, so that... Yeah. Well, we're kind of underway anyway, but, you know.
Okay, let's start. Just 8 minutes past.
So moved.
The minutes of last month's meeting, I think we all have them. Mm-hmm.
Move to approve.
Second, take the time to look at them if you...
They're fairly brief. I mean, Jimmy emailed them. I believe there are, I have more copies, by the way, as well. If anybody needs to.
I'll second it. Any comments? Anybody want more time?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing that again.
Yeah. We had talked last month about a fall forum on affordable housing. So
yeah.
I think probably timely given the bond that's coming up. And it could be part of the conversation, but
yeah, that we think it's a good idea and we should promote it.
Yeah, might not be. I mean, this group, you know, up to you, of course, could ask the town council to do a resolution that might, and it could provide an opportunity to talk about it a little bit. You know, it'd be nice. You know, who knows if some of that money would, you know, meander its way down this way or not. But, but
what do you think about that, Jeff? Are we going to get anything? Or is it all in the urban?
It's going to be urban. It runs through without housing, mate. Mm-hmm. Not funded. Yeah, if something came in westerly or South Kingston or Narragansett on a sewer line, public water, maybe they consider it.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, if you got a well and septic, forget about it.
That Holly Street property would be.
Yeah. Is that still working?
Well, we met with people from Northeast Architects a while back. They showed us some over by the Citizens Bank.
Mm-hmm.
There's a long, skinny property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Between two roads.
Yeah, it would be.
Right. You could walk into CVS. You could walk
to everywhere.
Yeah.
No one should walk to CVS. Corrupt culture.
Well, I totally agree, but definitely at least walk around.
I'd go over to Rite Aid. It ain't that much farther.
I go to Wakefield Prescription. Yeah, might as well do small business, right?
Even better. And the bowling alley, so you can move in there.
There you go.
Tis, yeah.
That Rite Aid's like being in the 50s again. It's still...
Yeah, but you know what? Never mind. It's not relevant to this topic.
Yeah.
Anyway, but... So if there was a forum in the fall on a regular night, either September or October, you know, obviously before the meeting of this group would be the 22nd of September, October 27th. So we had talked kind of in a really broad form about what it would be comprised of, who would be invited.
We talked about inviting builders.
Yeah.
Social service agencies, wasn't that one of the things that was suggested too?
I think the point I was trying to get to was, what's the problem with guys developing rental housing? Why are they not?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what do they see as impediments? So,
well, zoning is one.
Well, certainly. But and you've got flexibility in your zoning ordinance, and they still have comprehensive permits available to them. But why are they not? And I think the reason is they want to get their money and run. So, you know, rental is a long-term involvement.
What they're going to say is, it's this town being difficult. Just be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But that's what I'm interested in. I mean, I don't want to clog it up with, you know, stuff that's the question. What's the problem and what can we do about it?
So then
would it be a forum of just invite them to our meeting and have them kind of speak?
Well, there's a lot of stuff here that, I mean, each town.
Well, I just was.
Each town except Exeter recognizes the need for rental housing, you know, affordable to the population in general. Mm-hmm. Exeter doesn't seem to care much about that issue. But
I think each town is interested in doing something. They, in my experience, they understand that there's a lack of affordable rental units available in southern Rhode Island. Should they be involved in the conversation?
What, other communities you mean? Or?
Yeah, that's part of your agenda.
Right? Me at the keyboard with,
oh, I know. You're very good with at
time to stimulate discussion. We did some years ago had a forum with all the other communities came. That was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
And we filled the room, and everybody was. We had two of them actually. There was one down, and we talked a little bit.
There was one at the school years ago.
The first one was in the school.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Then we had one at the Kettle Pond.
Right, and then one here. Yeah. And.
Are you thinking we would invite other towns on this? I think it would be better to do it for South Kingstown the first time and ask builders to come with us, primarily you two, saying why the town needs it and why you think it could work for them financially.
Well, I don't think it can work for them financially, but I want to know what their thoughts are rather than what my thoughts are.
Yeah, why don't they produce rental houses?
Nonprofit developers, you know, by and large, can't access the money to do rental housing because Rhode Island Housing won't fund that stuff. And capacity is an issue. So the private market, as it is for any community that wants to reach its 10% goal, it's going to be the private sector with including Arizona and permits that get you there, in my opinion. Nonprofits can't do it, unless you're in province. You may have read the paper recently. There's oodles of new affordable housing stuff
going
up. Yeah, it
was in yesterday's
paper. Yeah.
Well,
we're not in province.
Well, that's good.
Great.
Did you say nonprofits can't do it?
Well, there's a nonprofit in Providence that's doing some, but it was it was what the new version of the was the Onlyville.
Yeah, they changed the name.
I forget the name. There's several. There's a bunch of them. Right. In process, and that's where the tax credit money went, and that's where it's always going.
Yeah,
until we can.
Well, isn't that part of the problem?
It is part of the problem. But still, in all, I had a guy call me. He wants to do a deal in East Greenwich on Zenga's property,
over near the Legion.
The Legion. He wants to buy Zenga's master plan approved, but he wants to change
south
it to
end
rent.
Of East Greenwich. Just before you get to Goddard Park, there's a Legion with a, and up behind there, Joe Zenga used to own Zenga's restaurant.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, well, he's a character, Joe Zenga, actually. Oh, he owns a bunch of rental properties in EG. And
he wanted the approval so we could sell it and get a bunch of money. And then
he's got a bunch of money.
Drink some beer at the German Club at Pawtucket. But this guy called me up. He's asking me what he thinks is a simple question. He said, what can I get for rent? So, you know.
Well, you can go to the HUD contract rents, right?
Well, that's the thing. No, you can't.
Why not?
It depends on what money you use. So if you use CDBG, you can go fair market. But if you're going to pay utilities, it's one number. If you're not going to pay utilities, it's a lower number. If you go to low-income housing tax credit, they want to see 50-60% of median.
But those are all federal requirements. So.
Yeah. Well, he's looking for subsidy. He doesn't want to do it out of pocket.
Is this a person that does rental housing?
He's never done it before.
Because I think a lot of builders, like we mentioned some of the guys who are locally, you know, they build what they build, and they don't like to deviate from that model because it's, you know, it's unfamiliar and scary, I guess. And
plus, you know, the state law, you know, you have to have the monitoring agent, rents and incomes have to be certified annually. And when a unit turns over, the monitoring agent needs to come in and certify the rent and income of the new tenant. So if you have two or three turnovers a year, that's $500 a whack to the owner.
Wow.
So that's a disincentive. The annual recertification is $500 a whack for however many years you got. It counts as affordable, so that's a disincentive. So the regular...
That's the property management side of it, right?
Well, the owner has to pay it. I mean, it has to come out of cash flow.
So if they're not, if they're building it, they need to either sell it to someone or manage it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they want to build and get out, then they got to find a buyer for a rental property.
You know, a lot of apartment developers, they build, operate, sell.
Yeah.
like the was mentioned earlier, that Harbor Village, which was Lassesi out of Florida, they were one of the 10 largest builders in the country, built it. They operated for a couple of years, then they sold it, and then it got sold again. Mm. So, yeah, I'm not... I think some businesses... I mean, that's pretty large scale, but you're probably thinking, you know, six units. For us, I mean, you're not... I don't.
Well, this is a car permit, so he's got
25%. No, but I think he was looking at, like, you know, smaller developments. You know, the community acceptance would not be some big mega things. So everyone's going to, you know, freak out, and then it's going to be a huge problem. And, you know, and perhaps rightly so.
I think they freak out regardless.
Well, and look at but they have, you know, but there's like, you know, I mean, you got to have some consensus in the community, or, you know, it's even with a comp permit, if the community, you know, either the community local government or the community at large, you know, really opposes something, it drags it out.
Yeah.
Time is money.
It sure is.
Yeah.
So anyway, just to get the, there may be nothing we can do about it on the private side, you know, the private for-profit side, but to hear what they have to say can inform potentially some decisions.
But you say nonprofits, like, I don't,
well,
are there any that might do it?
Well, there's some that might do it,
well,
but the
like
barriers,
women's you know, Women's Development,
the 202 and the 811 are gone. That's what Women's Development used.
Well, they must be thinking about moving on to another model, I would think. They're not just going to manage what they have, right?
They can, and probably do pretty good at it, but they still want to develop. But their source is going to be low-income housing tax credits, so they're going to stay in their urban environment to do that.
You're thinking we would involve the for-profit, local Washington County builders that, to, you know, get a roster of them, invite them, and then maybe start with some at least overview of what exists and what.
I want to hear what they have to say. Why aren't they doing it? Because I think they have the capacity to do it. They're professionals. They have access to resources that nonprofits don't, to some extent. Private capital, nonprofits don't have that.
So, you know, what else? What else is a barrier to them?
And then, you know, I'm sure zoning is going to come up.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have maybe other very issues. Very little land zone for multi-household.
Does that need to change, or can it change?
Well,
are there any appropriate places where it can change?
We'll mention that a lot on Holly Street, but, you know, I think that would, oh, I don't know what they, yeah, they want a lot of cash for it. There's two doctors that own it. Pretty good sized property. And some years ago, there was we may have chatted about this. Remember Rob Gray, the architect in town?
Yeah.
He had a really nice, and he came in with Karen Ellsworth, and he had these little townhousey type things that were kind of, you know, create a nice edge in that. I thought it looked really good, but people on Oak Street and some of the other, they just, you know, they didn't want that because it was going to be parking behind, which would have been nice from the street, but, you know, people get used to looking at a vacant parcel that they don't own. But that would be it. That's one location that kind of leaps to mind.
Yeah.
You know, our sewers are kind of limited where they are, you know, and vacant land in the core areas of the core of the villages is not, I mean, there's some, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm. But we've also got, and would it behoove us at that time to talk about the, you know, the report I think that you handed out last time, projecting needs report that wasn't Rhode Island Housing, it was
Housing Works,
really talks about that in the next 10 years we're going to have to go to multifamily because of the millennials and because of the aging population that's going to be down here. Multifamily is really all there is going to be here, or that's the core of where the housing needs to be. So they really need to build multi-housing, whether it's affordable or not. It's sort of, they kind of need to change, shift into that sector anyway. Right? And then if...
Footprints, right? Okay.
And is it feasible to have these developments built that are maybe private for-profit, but you could tack on the affordable within them? So if they got excited about building units and we only had three or four affordable within a 12-unit place or something, that would be too busted,
right? Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, given the zoning
limitations that the builders may perceive, that's one way to do it, is a comprehensive permit. So whatever the total proposed unit count is, 25% of those are affordable.
I see, yeah.
That's a good idea, though, to kind of to set the stage for the conversation, to talk about where we are and what, you know, people, you know, some of the smart folks that have done, looked at this very closely, see what the trends are. So, say, you know, we've got a need now, and the trend is that the need's going to exacerbate. So that, you know, that's, well, that could be an opportunity,
right? That would be a great thing for the planning board to be looking at over a year to try to plan for the future.
Well, we have to do a new housing element, and that's part of the mix, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just last week at the North Kingstown Town Council, they had the Economic Development Advisory Board talking about Post Road. And, you know, since the Navy left, that's been going down real quick. Mm-hmm. So they've got sewers either in or planned to go in as one attempt to cause a revitalization of that, what I call the Quonset Strip. And they're all talking rental housing, rental infill on that, those huge parking lots. That, you know,
yeah, I mean,
it's zoning used to it's require. Not a
bad, well, it's an interesting idea, and it's, and that's an awful strip in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not getting any better.
A lot of empty retail there.
Yeah. There's so much empty retail. It's horrible.
Yeah.
So they've initiated, I think the council authorized yet another study. You know, they had an analysis done of their Woodford Junction. I think Post Road was in there, one of the center for what they considered growth areas.
Yeah.
And Christ, they were talking about thousands of two-bedroom rentals desperately needed to meet demand to see any kind of sustainable growth up there.
I mean, two-bedroom apartments is like all the condos are two bedrooms. We need three bedrooms.
Rentals, not condos.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. But still, does that work for a single mom with two kids?
Cool.
You know.
Good. Well, yeah, that wasn't the focus. The focus was not affordable housing. The focus was housing need to sustain the local economy.
Right. Well, and they do have sewers there now. At long last, you know, that go to the Quonset plant. And that, you know, at least the environmental ability to have infrastructure and support exists. And it's kind of blighted in a lot of ways, so maybe the town will be more accepting of stuff there.
The town has already improved the zoning along that strip.
Yeah. But yeah, they have like a special district.
Transfer and development rights. They wanted to get fancy. That was John Reiner.
Yeah.
They wanted to get a little fancy and trade density in the outlying areas for Post Road.
Hasn't happened yet, right? And they've got a lot of inventory to build out on the single family home side, right? They've got that, was it Reynolds Farm?
Reynolds Farm.
Which is huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
Over 400 or 500 units.
Yeah. That's a scary, those are some scary numbers for a community to grow that quickly, because you know you can get service impacts that are might
well,
be.
We'll do the market analysis.
Oh, I know.
They sell.
Well, I mean, the market will absorb what it'll absorb, but you know.
They expect that much growth there.
They're building them now, so the guy's got a boatload of money invested. He must have done some level of analysis.
Fisher.
I know that they've had more jobs there, but maybe they're.
Well, that's the thing. They want the data from Quonset. Where are the people coming from that are work there, working there, and why are they coming from where they're coming from? And if they're traveling long distances to work at Quonset, why?
Because that's where jobs are.
No place to live. There's no place to live locally, so they have to commute. Mm-hmm. So, but they want that hard data to be able to hand it to developers to build. But you know, that's North Kingstown.
Yeah.
Although whatever happens there affects what happens here. Yeah, extra.
So talking about the public thing, I think, what do we say to the builders? You know, we could use your help.
Well, we outreach to the Rhode Island Builders Association to get some of their members that are from down.
That's good.
Housing Works RI, you know, did that study for Rhode Island Housing, that analysis of future housing needs. Maybe
they could have Housing Works present a snapshot.
They just hired Brenda Clement.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. If this future needs report is not online at Housing Works, you can't access it?
Yeah, you know it is, yeah.
I couldn't find it anywhere on there. I even searched their website. The regular housing fact book is on there.
Look on Rhode Island Housing.
Go to Rhode Island Housing, okay. Because you could just put this on
Commission
a PowerPoint. I mean, we could just show it right from there.
Yeah. probably we'd have to, maybe ask them. But yeah. And actually, the town it should be by the time we do this. I think they're going to have 70-inch screens in there on either wall and a new sound system. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
What about air conditioning
in there?
Well, they may
Is
need
there
that for the.
In there?
No, that's why we're in here tonight.
Oh, I never noticed.
Tuesday was unbelievable.
Really? Okay.
But
so when is that happening?
I think they've awarded the bid, so it should be happening shortly.
By next month, right?
Wow.
Yeah, within the next 6-8 weeks or so, yeah.
On TV.
But so it'll be for presentations and stuff, such as we got kind of a archaic screen system, and it works, but this will be better, I'm sure. But it might be an opportunity to, in presenting in that way. But the Housing Works study would be a good thing to show. I think that's a really good table setter.
Yeah.
And then say, well, here's the trend, here's the need, here's what we have now.
What's the barrier?
Well, what are our problems? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because
you guys can make
money on this. I think some builders may be dumb. Not to say that sophisticated or not, but they may pay attention to some of these things. How things are moving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the Reynolds Farm developer, Hugh Fisher, I think is pretty slick in a lot of ways. He's the one that did the woman-centric design, which whatever that is. But
I haven't figured that out.
Well, I mean, he piqued a lot of interest in that. I don't think it was fairly subtle stuff, but. That was down in Exeter, right?
Exeter, yeah. Old gravel pit.
Okay. I haven't been in that development, but I've driven.
I remember reading about it, and
and
then my wife was interested. Oh, we should go look at that. And it's just kind of the same house, but kind of rearranged a little bit to be more what a woman would be interested in. But, I think women make a lot of housing decisions anyway.
Yeah.
Well.
Dishwashers, for instance.
Well, I'm just saying, but I mean, I'm just writing some names that Fiori's, Petrucci, Jay Gilbert, Pursern, Rhode Island Builders.
Sweener.
Yeah, I think they should get an invitation.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get an invitation from us because they've worked with us.
Right.
And they worked in town.
Others you can think of, Mark, that build a bit locally.
You had a good list in the minutes.
John,
Paul Sherman, Jeff Sweener, Greenhill, Nelson Brothers.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Alex Petrucci, John Paglia.
John Paglia, yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of these are... I can talk to O'Hara about who's doing what. Most of what we see is like one house stuff, and a lot of guys just do that. Some would do it well. But
any new subdivisions in?
I think one we'll see a reemergence of is it was called Fieldstone Farm. It's up near the university.
North
Road. It's a pretty big piece of land, like 118 acres.
A high water table.
Oh my God, yeah. You wouldn't have any trouble finding a water table there. So.
They came in with a crazy thing.
A couple of times,
yeah.
But I think it'll be back shortly, actually. I do. I think it'll be back soon. In what form, I'm not certain, but that will be a comprehensive permit, and that will have an affordable component, but it's not rental. They're not talking rental.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I want to know, why not?
Yeah. So identify a regular, and I thought there's a lot. Who should be invited is the Rhode Island Commerce Corporation too, because they're hiring all these consultants to like have so-called lean government stuff. Yeah, about what the regulatory barriers across the board are.
What was the name, Mike Walker?
Business. Well, Mike. Well, I mean, from I think there should be, if there is, there should be a recognition that housing production is an economic development activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, housing works. Made a good case on that more than once.
I think we should ask. We should ask the proper person, perhaps you from URI, to be in on this because. They need to know about what they think is going to be happening. Mm. And when I was trying to think about locations for stuff, like for instance, what's the future plan for the farm on Wanawake that URI has? They do the plant stuff.
East Farm.
Yeah, East Farm. I'm not sure from a programmatic perspective.
I mean, it's on water, it's on sewers, it's probably on gas.
They just broadcast it.
It's not right in town, and I don't. I didn't take time to look and see how many acres there is. But if they're talking about future use of that, it would be nice to have some affordable housing right there.
In the URI master planning, that I've seen over the past 10 plus years, they're outlying properties. They don't really designate a lot of new use or anything. And that's a pretty big piece of land, that East Farm, actually. It goes way back.
Does it?
Hmm. Oh, yeah. That's. Yeah.
Well, they're undertaking a new master plan.
Right.
Right. So I don't even know what the timeline is. Do you know? You said one of the last.
They haven't had a master plan meeting in a couple of months, but I know they were looking to engage. They're looking to spend like $1 million right. on the planning
the
effort.
Plan. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
But they should, for that kind of money, you should definitely deal with all your outlying properties like Peckham Farm, which is not outlying a lot, but that will include the Bay Campus and the main campus. It'll probably have some discussion of Providence.
Mm-hmm. And Baldwin Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're programming capital money for the Bay Campus. That's $250 million redo, 2018, I think, bond. But, Ben, weren't you talking with the Schneider Electric zoning change? I mean, it's the University Without Borders concept, the broader integration of the university and the town is...
I haven't read that totally. Is that they're looking for to do dorm rooms?
No, the Schneider Electric is just to move some engineering school rooms in there as they're building the new College of Engineering.
But that could be... an opportunity for universities, not necessarily just ringed by the campus now. And that's how it's changing anyway.
Yeah.
So that was kind of almost a no-brainer. Because we want to keep Schneider here, URI really had a need to relocate some of their activities. They're going to rent about 30,000 square feet at least.
Wow.
And I guess Schneider cut them a pretty favorable deal for that. And URI is going to provide shuttle services. There's going to be some build-out. But that's 30,000 square feet is only about 11% of Schneider's building.
Wow.
And they hire tons of URI engineering grads, electrical primarily, but you walk in there, you do a pretty damn good job. And so that's one of the biggest taxpayers in the town, the biggest employers in the town. People... somewhere for them to live, because you build housing, rental housing, you can have less congestion on the roads if it's convenient to employers.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an interesting conversation. It may just be more questions than answers at the end of it.
Well, there could be, but you got some place to start.
Right, it gets the conversation going.
They perceive as issues in doing that, so now you work on those issues. Alice had an idea on the corner of the downtown Providence Street, I think, a little while back, talking to the employers. We had South County Hospital at the middle school, remember?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And they talked about needing a place for their employees to live. Well, that never went anywhere. So I don't think it's gotten any better. So let's understand the problems the developers have, the builders.
Mm-hmm.
Poll the employers.
Yeah.
And if they have issues getting people to work, just start to see if there's a way to bring it together.
We have good contact at Schneider now. We have, you know, good lines of communication, so we can have 1,000 employees or down a little bit, but.
I had just, I had Steve, Jeff, and stopped on the corner because I had just been, I don't know, just excited about, you know, getting, educating people. And I thought employers were really the people who really needed to be educated about affordable housing, meaning it really behooves the employers for their employees, especially around here, to have affordable housing. You know, it's long-term employment. And it's really just a matter of them not really understanding, you know, thinking, as you all know, thinking affordable housing is a project somewhere, and just sort of trying to get more buy-in. And I was toying with trying to make up a brochure or something and just walking around and talking to employers. And I did go to Housing Works per Jeff, but it's probably going to take several months for anything to get. There's nothing tangible to hand out. So, and my skills are really not that good.
Graphic
brochures. I'm trying, but
we could teach you that in public administration nowadays.
We talked about that very issue, that very first meeting that we had. Remember, Deidre DeRocher spoke about the need for because of her business camera store.
So you know, needs easy. There's a whole there's a whole thing full of need right there.
Yeah.
Why isn't it not? Well, you know, what's the problem?
Right. So it's back to the builders, and why isn't it being built?
Well, I mean, some of the entities that I know your feelings about Rhode Island Housing, but this is the kind of conversation. Well, they should be there. They should to hear what you know. Housing isn't just a need in Providence; it's a need here too.
Yeah, but you know.
Well, the invitation, I think, you know, perhaps should be extended. Yeah, why not? They may send somebody. At least they you know, if they're hearing something, that
if they just sit there and shut up, Not really. They have a tendency to dominate any situation they're in, and that's not. We're not going to get anywhere because they're going to tell you how great they are, and the wonderful things they do, and they're going to say it again.
So you wouldn't even.
I would
gravitate
rather get the information from the guys who build stuff and record it. Take it to where it needs to go.
Okay.
I see Rhode Island Housing patting themselves on the back every day. And we still ain't got no housing down here.
The few meetings that I've been to that Rhode Island Housing is someone from Rhode Island Housing has attended, I just saw that they didn't listen to anything.
No.
And they just talked over everyone and they know everything and they didn't listen to anything that was going on. And it was irritating.
Yeah.
It was.
Sorry. They want to get somewhere. Don't invite them.
So would we do it here? I mean,
I don't know about venue. You know, I'd rather go to the Muse or something in a private room myself. But whatever you guys feel is appropriate.
No, we can always get the town hall. But are there other places that, you know, the town senior center is available. It's a nice meeting space, actually.
It is a nice meeting space.
Yeah. You have to kind of...
Being able to project some of this would probably be really, I would think, would be important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what anybody else thinks about that, but...
Well, it's good data.
It is.
You know, I don't know how many
builders
are aware of that.
You don't
want to
just hand it out. You want to put it up on the screen and talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd want to boil it down a little bit to, you know, go a few key slides or a little bit of text. Not
and it probably does have a summary.
Is the beer part important?
No.
Damn it is.
Of course not.
Afterwards, I guess. You know, not in town hall. Actually, I think there's a prohibition of alcohol in this building based on the grant of the property from the Hazard family.
Even if it wasn't granted by the Hazard, you'd probably have a prohibition of alcohol in town hall.
Yes, but that's all I'm told. I've never seen that in the written form, but so I'm told.
So we're talking about this probably not next month.
No, but I would think September would be really doable if you want to keep it kind of just keep it local.
Yeah.
Start, it's a good place to start. Could be interesting.
Yeah.
Some of the answers about why it isn't happening is in this story that was in the journal a while back. The last paragraph on that front page is manufacturing communities without low housing production. Among them are the high land cost, incomes that don't support the cost of new houses, a weak jobs market, and low state investment and subsidized income-restricted affordable housing. In other words, it's a problem that can't be solved with a single piece of legislature or a simple turning of a switch. Nor is it a case where the market will simply take care of itself because the state's economy contributes to the problem.
It doesn't sound good anymore.
So Rhode Island was for five years, the lowest producing state in New England for new construction. And it says, for each permit issued, Rhode Island had 1,067 people that could use that. Next lowest at a distant 49th was Illinois with 660 per permit.
Yeah, now that report I think had some data about comparing Mass and Connecticut.
It does, I remember it. Like,
and man,
yeah,
it's like
terrible. Years. Like Massachusetts and Connecticut are like $90 per capita and Rhode Island is $8.
Right.
From $90 to $8. Mm.
That's not good.
They wrote it in a report, I think. The school.
Yeah.
But that's something we should do, and if we could do it for September, a new season, and are we talking about the town council as a separate thing or with them?
Well, you could certainly extend an invite to them, and you know, given the political season, I think you get folks.
Yeah,
relatively interested.
But then really, they need the information that we get in a shorter form from what we learned there. So I don't think, but we talked about meeting with the town council to talk about this. That
right.
we need to do better with this.
How about we invite the land trust?
We've done that twice, I think.
Yeah, but not recently.
No. Mm-hmm.
And they are looking for new ways to expand and do new things with their money.
Yep. It's.
Have they ever used their land for affordable housing?
I'm sure they have. No, but if they could, well, they need to be educated too.
They do.
We've talked about educating the public so that they're not donating their land to them,
yeah.
but donating it for affordable housing.
I don't think, as I said, I think we should say to the council, we don't think any town money should be put in the future unless it involves affordable housing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
15% of the town is open
it's
space,
time.
Not
it's
just
time.
Because of that.
31%.
And it's time to try for us to
right.
try to get equal
right.
with them. Now,
yeah. mm-hmm.
they created this group that's strong, and they got money. And so, and who's the woman who runs it? Not the president, but...
Well, Joanne.
Yeah. I mean, she's finally, after me talking to her for years, she goes, Mark, these people don't care about this.
Honesty.
Yeah, she finally had to, you know, say it straight. And, you know, it just...
Okay.
But I think if we educate the public a little bit,
mm-hmm.
or if the town says, we need to look at this, they need, I said this last time, on their list of how they make the picks... There ought to be something about affordable housing there.
Right.
We're talking about vacant land.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all their locations aren't going to be good for us, but
yeah.
I think it needs to be discussed every time.
I mean, part of the conversation might be that you want to find out what the barriers are, but I mean, some of the, from the builder's point of view, or from the developer's point of view, but I mean, some of the issues are kind of, some of those barriers are kind of apparent.
Mm,
for example, the lack of state investment. And we talk about complexity of regulatory environment, which, you know, I get that. You know, layers of regulation, you know,
well,
state.
It's just compliance.
Federal
local. Right.
Affordable housing
rental.
Yeah.
It's just a law compliance issue.
Right.
It's a big
burden.
Well, you know, in terms of like federal stuff, I mean, oh my God, sometimes you look at some of the grant stuff and you say, well, do I really want to get involved in this? You know, well, you put a grant in and you say, you might say really quietly, geez, I don't get that one. Because, you know, then you got to do all that stuff.
Fortunately or unfortunately, there ain't that much federal money to apply for affordable housing anymore.
Well, that and as Vin said, you know, he said there's a lack of state funding, but folks up in Providence, you know, innately know and, well, they believe that, you know, South Kingstown can afford whatever we want to do anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I, as I'm listening to the conversation, I go back to kind of a timing issue that you're going through your comp plan update. Mm-hmm. We've got a public hearing for the public at large to get educated, to try to get the right people to come out. There's an election, and we're into the budget cycle again. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, this it's interesting. The town, when it decides, and, you know, the town proper, if land preservation is the priority, the money's there. You know, and it seems like they've reached the threshold, but nobody's convinced that, you know, affordable housing is important.
Mm-hmm.
But I just tie it back. I think I short-circuit the discussion. I'm like, we have to get ahead of this with the planning board, with the council, with the town manager and others, and it's all going to be timed such that there's an initiative, a locally-based initiative, to have something proposed. I mean, it's one thing, you know, for us internally to say, you know, let's host a meeting, you know, but if we're not the ones to say let's try this, nobody else is going to figure this out. Council is, sorry, useless. They'll get fed good information from, you know, been from you, from staff, and from Steve. You know, I don't know. I'll kind of aggressively say, if town can't come up with something, the likelihood that the public is going to come up with an answer is very slim. It's about as nice as I can. Sorry.
Should we even be doing this before the voting? Should we be doing it more in January?
Well, I mean, part of this could be promoting the state bond that's going to be, I mean, that's a kind of an obvious thing, and that's, you know, should be supported.
And that group should support it, even though we're not going to get crap from
it.
Well,
I mean, there should be some noise on that, saying that, you know, they talk about that there should be some, if everyone's paying for it, there should be some consideration of distribution.
And to that point, you know, several years ago, Jeff, you might remember this, when Rhode Island Housing, I basically, they needed to find a way to get money out into Providence. I put in a grant request for like $75,000. I knew that I was going to get it. I should have gotten it based on the merits, but I knew I got it for dispersion only. They gave $1 million to Anna's house, and they bailed out another, you know, housing program.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got chump change, but I was thankful. And it was, I think, purely, there was nothing south of Kent County.
Was that your water stuff?
No, this is through Rhode Island Housing. They just had a slug of money that they wanted to get rid of.
Geographic distribution is in all of their program description.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, they find ways to ignore that.
Mm-hmm. I was on that committee.
I know
that never came up. It was all about...
It's always indirect.
It was always shovel ready.
Oh, yeah. I'd give them a shovel.
There was no map saying, we got three here, and there was nothing like that.
Yeah. So, you know, that's why, you know, I think the open story stuff, those are shovel ready. The question is,
what is
the open story conversion on Main Street in Wakefield, for instance? What's up there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some units up there. I think there's a bunch of empty space up there.
Yeah.
Well, we could take a look at that. That's something that's, I think, attractive and competitive in the world today, given that report.
Well, that's bringing back what was there, because, I mean, that's what those spaces functioned of past years back. That would be a great thing. That'd be a good thing for an outfit like the state, Rhode Island Housing, or whomever, to provide some resources to get the interest of landowners to, you know, convert, reconvert that space, because that revitalizes the main street, increases activity.
Yeah.
But you got to, and you may have to deal also with fire code issues.
Oh, no question.
That can connect that, but those may be
kind of
draconian. Fire code could be such as you never would do it because it would cost you so much money to do it. Maybe there's a better way. I don't know.
Are you talking about like Damon's, formerly Damon's?
Well,
we looked at
recall
that
anyway. We tried to get Damon's.
Right, I know.
Two problems there. One was it's in a 100-year flood zone. The other one is Dave thought he could make $1 million. So we stopped talking to him.
I mean, when you talk about upper levels on Main Street, it's pretty much rented.
No, but there's probably some. And there's even some single-story stuff that you could put something on top. You could do that in the commercial highway zone up on Old Tower Hill Road. In fact, we had tried to talk to one property owner over there about potentials and didn't get very far. We have limited opportunity, but there is opportunity if there are resources, a local willingness, community consensus, somebody that wanted to do it.
I mean, I don't know that we have an inventory on what's up there, what's occupied, or what isn't occupied. You're saying it's all occupied.
I mean, the second floor across from Robinson Street are all offices on the second floor. I think they're all rented.
What, David Gates' building? Or?
No, on Main Street, opposite like where Robinson comes out.
Yeah, there's not residential uses.
No, that's what I'm saying. The spaces are used, though. Commercially.
Scott's building?
Scott's. I mean,
there is some opportunity.
Yeah.
Sure, but I know Jeff had talked about trying to get a consultant to take a look at.
Yeah. Mm. We tried a while back with the block grant money.
Mm.
But, we could look again. I mean, what's happening lately in the block grant money is they've established all these set-asides. Economic development set aside, affordable housing set aside, housing rehabilitation set aside. At the end of the day, when they have everybody else come in to apply for money, there's not enough applicants to give out what's left. So they funded some wacky stuff last year. And I think they're going to have the same problem this year. So that's when I got the $50,000 for Clark Mill. I applied for 3 years, didn't get it. Last year I got it. Because there wasn't enough applicants standing after all the set asides to fund what they had left, which is weird position to be in. So, I mean, it may be a good time to try that again in the next round. They have one. You know, hire somebody just to go door to door and find out what's there.
Well, if that is the idea, would be to try to do something in September on whatever date I. It's 22nd. Could develop to look at next month. Kind of a letter of invitation, list of invitees, contact Housing Works to try to get hold of their data to and ask them if we can use it.
Well, it's Rhode Island Housing's data. I think Rhode Island Housing paid for that.
Is that why?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can call, Mamie Reno.
Mamie will talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know she'll pick the phone up. I don't know. I can grab her at the state planning council meeting, too. Also, figure out kind of a structure of an agenda and what the outcomes and questions we want to raise, how to set the table, who to invite, what questions you ask to stimulate the conversation.
Where to invite them too.
Yeah.
Where to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could look at the senior center as a possible. Yeah, that might be just a nice alternative location.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of neutral.
What time do they close for the day there?
They close, but you could get the custodian.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, because just for part.
I'll ask Tiff. Well, there's good amount.
Yeah, I know.
If you went in there, would we go 7 to 9? Would we go, start?
Yeah,
early?
I would 2 hours or do it. I would think.
Yeah.
Thundermiss has a nice community space.
Oh,
yeah, they let you do it.
Yeah, we've the Healthy Place by Design group. We've met up there
they have
a couple times.
Big room.
It's a big room, and I think they've got AV.
It's really? Quiet at
how
night.
What's the capacity? You think?
I'd say 40. Seats for 40, and you can certainly put chairs around them.
My conference room is 40. And that room is four times as big.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, for what the chairs that are in there, but I'm sure you could put more chairs in there and certainly double that.
That could be, they're probably
that's
somebody
that
would buy
it. It's right in town, you know, it's kind of.
Mm-hmm. More to do it.
Yeah. Good idea, actually.
Nicole.
Could be after hours for your office. I won't block you up, man.
Yeah, and people can park on Main Street, or they have parking there. They got a little parking garage there as well. Yeah.
They got plenty of parking outside, right in front of it.
And they actually lease. Yeah, they do. Right.
And they're not that busy at night.
They lease some spaces from the old Forbes Funeral Home.
Yes. Have you heard who's buying that? It's been pending for months.
Yes, but
you can't say.
Well, I guess I could. There's a like a safe house alcohol recovering folks are looking to buy it. We've got to figure out regulatory wise how they can, it's how they fit. They would have like 16 residents we're talking about. But more to come on that later.
So that would be interesting.
House, huh?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. So
sober house? Sober
yeah,
house.
I guess, yeah.
Good. Some of those.
Yeah, the outfit we talked to had one in Warwick and one in Pawtucket. We had a recent conversation on that. But anyway, we can, whip that up. And we're pretty good at, designing meetings. Not so good at conducting them, but.
Well, it would probably conduct itself once it gets going,
Yeah, I guess we'd have to make sure that the local builders show.
Well, that's the thing. You've got to have some cookies or something.
Well, yeah, we could figure that out.
That would get me in.
Would it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think the Thundermist idea, it's a new facility. People may be curious to go there to see it.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see that.
Maybe get Brickley's to donate some ice cream. Would that work for you?
Look at
that would work.
Can we get that for us?
For season coffee.
Coffee chip?
That's my favorite.
Me too.
So this is the person I'm going to ask you.
I know
her. You do? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, we dealt with them in terms of, we're pretty good, actually. We did a good job building that. The only outfit they really irritated a bit was, you had the parking issues, and you guys were really patient. Mark was, I did see you kind of mad one day, though, at the hotel. I ran into you, a little exercise.
Yeah, they abused us for a while.
But
I mean, they had their hands full, but.
But that would be a great spot, actually. I'd love to. I think that would be a nice neutral location.
Yeah.
They'd probably let us bring in some refreshments. We could figure out how to, feed people a little bit. Really. Some apple cider and cookies and, Brickley's ice cream.
And we'll aim for September.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
So we can outline that. That'll be great.
Brickley's apple pie and pumpkin ice cream.
We're going to have to.
They have that?
If builders are there, we're going to have to say you get so many minutes because that could get a little emotional, I think.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
If they're not happy with us. Not us, but.
Yeah, but if you're asking them what their thoughts are, they shouldn't. I mean, that's not a negative. It's like, what do you think? What needs to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's that. What's that? Who's Caldwell from that place?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, David.
David.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a story for you. Jesus. David's risen quickly since getting out of the Marines in the Rhode Island development world.
Is it going well?
No. Well, some of it's well, some of it ain't so well.
He's doing those houses that are built to a higher code standard.
He's doing it high energy efficiency, low carbon footprint housing.
And they're hurricane and resistant and flood
resistant.
Fight
with North Kingstown.
Sounds expensive.
How is it?
Is that the Fortify?
Yeah, that's right.
He built actually some homes on Edwards Lane for Church Community Housing. He got that contract. There were four single families out there.
Where's Edwards Lane?
Edwards Lane, if you go down Route 112, Lady Bird Johnson. Remember Lady Bird Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
She had these little public things set aside.
Beautiful.
Public picnic areas. There's a public picnic area
on the west side of Route 112, and behind it is old Carolina Back Road.
Mm-hmm.
The new one goes in front of it, and you got the Charlestown Elementary School over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was lane.
The Catholic Church.
It's off the backside into the woods. It was a farm. It was a farm.
Okay.
And it was the original farmhouse and then seven new construction units. So, actually, it was Narragansett. Cheryl's not here. I can talk about it.
Is that pretty well done now, those houses?
Yeah, done now. And the farmhouse was converted first. It immediately lost the foreclosure. Ripped Charlestown up really bad because, you know, they were trying to be helpful and supportive. One of the only affordable housing projects at that time they were considering. And so they approved it. Boom, lost the damn house to foreclosure.
Oh, gosh.
Affordability restrictions went away.
Comes right off the list, yes.
Man.
Well, that one you Fisher did in Exeter.
Exeter, Deerbrook.
Yeah, Deerbrook. Well, quite a few of those
that's
were lost.
That's the centric.
Yeah, they were lost to foreclosure,
yep.
too.
Yep.
You know, banks being used.
Oh, 25 Tupelo. Is with Community Housing Land Trust. I got a call from Carolyn Toro a month or so ago. Wanted to know if I
wanted back.
Take it out of the land trust so they could sell the land with the house. I said, I doubt it. But I'll ask
that's
the
one
board.
In Ocean Ridge. That's one of
I know.
Mark was involved in
that
one.
Yeah. So we told him no. I took it to the it's not our land anymore. But yeah, I took it to the CDC board and we voted no. We sent a letter. CC Blanchard, put them on notice. If we put something in, don't you dare take it out.
Yeah, and there's a way to explain that.
Yeah, the way to explain it. But, you know, they wanted the easy way out. It's easier to sell.
Right.
That's not the point. They're hard to develop.
They had a single mom boy.
That was foreclosed on twice.
Really?
That's how we got it originally.
Oh, we got it. Yeah, right.
How's that other one doing down there, over near Warden's Pond that we worked on?
A raised ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Sunset.
That's
okay.
Fine. You know, the neighbors were complaining a little bit about junk in the yard, but I think it's fine. Other than that,
it was a big family, as I remember.
Yeah, big family. Yeah. It's all right.
Junk in the yard, that's a rural thing.
Yeah.
You're going to find a use for that stuff.
Yeah, maybe so. Down the road a bit.
Yeah. I said, call her. I didn't say anything. Jerry got the phone call. Jerry Burton. Maybe he suggested you call the town. In violation of anything, they'll go out there and enforce their code. Right?
Yeah. If it's a complaint, they'll go out. Yeah.
So I don't know what happened.
You'll get old Jeff out there. So
Jeff out there.
So that's what we needed to talk about, right?
Yep.
Anybody have anything else?
Well, I guess I'm still kind of passionate about educating people. I'm getting ready to graduate from school. I'm done this weekend, and I'm going to have some free time.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you graduating?
I'm getting a degree in public administration so I can go into affordable housing.
Oh, okay.
So I've contacted Housing Works, and there really isn't anything. And I'm just feeling like there's something, we need something to hand out to people, to talk to people, to just start
mm-hmm.
raising awareness somehow, whether it's employers or
mm-hmm.
neighbors or whomever. And,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really know where to go to get something like that or to make something. And I don't know that it would really be the Affordable Housing Commission that would be behind it. I'm not sure. But
we could maybe try to put something together based on some of those statistics that would be a take with piece at that meeting. And
mm-hmm.
then have it more widely available afterwards.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be, what is it?
And
what's
why,
the history?
Why do I care? Why should I care?
What's the history of it in South Kingstown?
Yeah.
Why should you care? And, I mean, if you developed a talk like that, or any one of us, you could go to a chamber meeting, you could go to the Lions, you could go to the Rotarians.
That's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yes. These groups are always looking for
speakers. That's a good spot.
Well, we'll take a look at that. Yeah, we can do at least
we should
draft work
help
on drafting.
Putting together a nice
Because it's really about saving your town. I mean, I come from Chatham. My family comes from Chatham on the Cape, and there's nothing left of Chatham. There's no community left. There's not even any school left. There's nothing left but summer housing, multi-million dollar summer housing,
and Great White Shark.
People from Russia.
And people from Russia, what?
Like to come in and do the service industry, you know, or to work in the restaurants. And they just, this is nothing there anymore. This wonderful little Wickford is gone. Because there's nowhere to live. It's just, it makes me really mad.
You some a lot of the old, in the Cape, a lot of those old little quaint little motels have turned into year-round housing for the service industry.
Yeah, a lot of those are condos.
Yeah, and you're seeing, and, you know, Cape, my mother-in-law was West Dennis. She sold her house. They lived there many, many years. And over the time I was going down there, 30-odd years, it's like, wow, a lot of changes, you know. And you're right about this. You know, there was
very sad.
The haves and the have-nots, and the nothing
it's
in between.
Mm-hmm. What I've seen, what gets me frustrated, again, I go back to the same issue. This fits and spurts of good information that comes out here, and certainly this group has a better handle on the complexities of affordable housing and gentrification. But you know, being disenchanted in what happens in Providence, looking, you know, hopefully, what happens locally. Has not resulted in a ton. What comes out of the budget annually out of this building is predictable, and it's good from a fiduciary perspective, but it misses the mark every year, and the council is asleep. They just don't feel that there's an issue. You know, it's unfortunate. It's really sad.
So if you go grassroots and if you go to the base, the people who care about saving their community and understanding that affordable housing is part of that plan, has to be part of that plan, and even the people at the land trust who, I mean, they don't want all this to go away. They don't want it to turn into a Chatham, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But if they just understood.
With all of this.
Pardon?
What about a letter to the editor with what you're saying?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I think
with just go through, just start listing bullets of, you know, each, you know, families, businesses.
Oh, that's right, Liz Boardman. Yeah, you did.
Bring who over?
Liz Boardman.
Yeah, and she'll still come.
And who is she? I'm sorry.
She's the editor of the Independent.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, she'll have a beer with us.
Okay.
So I'll try to draft some things. To bring to the next meeting and just get some input on.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to at least put it on paper. I'm just all
especially
fired
the people
up.
Who think they have nothing to do with the issue when they really do.
Yeah.
And they don't realize.
And
yeah.
They don't realize it.
Yes.
I mean, then there's a bigger issue there too. Affordable housing is part of it, but what's all the other stuff? What happened in Chatham that they probably don't have a hardware store anymore and. We don't have it anymore either.
Yeah,
and people get squeezed out because they can't afford to live there anymore.
Yes, right.
So it's not even getting a different type of person to come in. It's all the people that live here.
That's right. It's like the town clerk, or it's like the firemen and the teachers and the service people, the waiters and the waitresses cannot afford to live here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting worse and worse.
I mean, we're not there yet. I mean, we're lucky because the people who have that money mostly go to the south side of Route 1. And 15 years ago, though, I sold a house on Kenyon Avenue. It was a second home, and it shocked me.
Mm.
And there's been a couple more since then. So it's going to happen.
Yes, it is.
It's kind of like in Matunuck. Those big houses were only on the waterfront. Then there wasn't enough waterfront. Now, if you turn by the market in Matunuck, there's some houses on the right that are virtual mansions.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they're not on the water.
Well, as the sea creeps in, there will be.
Yeah. Maybe they know something.
Pot's going to get wider. Investment.
So, I mean, we still have some affordable. I mean, South Kingstown has houses. And the high ones, believe it or not many. And there's a lot in the tubes.
We have a big town. There's a lot of it north of Route 1.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd be real interested to see what you have for next month, but I won't be here next month. So I'm just wondering how I can get that information that you know for the brochure.
I could email anything.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be tricky for me too, but
sends out the minutes.
I'll try to work it out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Going somewhere new?
Colorado.
Oh,
Rocky Mountain National Park.
Oh,
yeah, bringing all the kids and their partners too. And
wow, good
deal.
Wow, that's
very nice.
We're having an awful retirement. I
know it's.
Poor
thing. Wrote our our tandem to Narragansett Beach today, and you know, life is just too good.
Well, good for you. You earned it, so.
Okay, Dan, if we're done.